Okay, wait, it's now, a white lady now do, who owns now, a laundromat.
No, do one
okay.
more. One more.
And she's returning Memoirs of a Geisha.
Yeah.
No, 50 Shades of Grey.
Okay.
Okay.
Now she's do one more. Now do one more detail. And then Bernice picks it up and goes, "Ooh!" And she goes, "Yep."
And then suddenly, a man in a trench coat and a hat runs in and slits her throat, and she falls on the floor and screams and grabs her throat.
Uh-huh. Which and one, Bernice or Janice?
Both.
Her name is not Bernice.
Bernice.
It's not
okay,
like a,
Bernice.
It's not like a
meal. No, yeah, it's the laundromat lady gets killed
okay.
and then cut.
Okay.
And then theme song.
And then
the rest of the episode.
Yeah. What is, has gone on in this library?
I've How heard the hell of this happen?
I've heard of a bookish demeanor, but I've never seen
a
something.
A bookish murderer.
But when it comes to this criminal, there's no one demeanor.
This is the meanest criminal.
Not even using bookish. I've heard of a bookish demeanor.
And he did it in a bookish room. Well,
the
well,
library.
Well. Let me take a look at this. And then he walks up and he like, and it is the guy from Glass or from Knives Out.
Yeah.
And he
yeah.
opens
and Glass
up.
Onion.
He opens up her yeah. throat slit like a. Like a pussy.
He like opens he puts his fingers
yeah.
in.
Yeah. Huh. Very.
There's a piece of paper in here.
Let's see what it reads.
I did it.
Well,
the criminal.
The paper cut killer.
Take this to the forensic lab and see if it's signed anywhere.
And then get this. Here's I'm going to add a wrinkle.
Okay.
The librarian. Can you do the librarian's
wrinkle
voice?
In the shirt?
The librarian
at the laundromat,
says,
and that
says,
was the motive.
I'll take it to the lab.
That's what the movie's called, A Wrinkle in the Case.
A wrinkle in the shirt.
A wrinkle in the book.
A wrinkle in the book and also the shirt that was at the laundromat
yeah.
next door.
Wait, so what was this setup?
And then the librarian says, I'll take this to the lab.
Why would you take it to the lab
for me?
I'll just
take it. I like doing things for you.
Well, thank you so much for being
helpful,
Mrs.
And then the librarian
Mrs.
walks
Janice.
Off screen and we don't know where she go.
Okay, but we assume she goes to the lab.
But we don't know.
But
that's,
here
but
comes
that's where
the detective. Kind
of put a pin in that.
Sidekick.
Hey!
To hear the rest of this episode, subscribe to patreon.com/podcast.